Today is June 29th, 2026. This is your FinTech briefing for Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll cover the mathematical breaking point in the AI capital expenditure cycle, Micron's confirmation that memory shortages will run through 2028, and the Japanese repatriation scenario that Louis gave of Gavco Research calls the most underpriced systemic risk in global markets right now. Let's start with a number that should stop every technology budget committee in financial services cold. McKinsey projects $6.7 trillion in U.S. AI-related capital spending between 2025 and 2030. Louis Gave of Gavco Research has done the math on what that number requires to be justified, and it comes out to roughly $2 trillion in AI-generated revenues annually, beginning essentially now. For context, that is approximately twice the total annual revenue of the entire global advertising industry. Not a segment of it, all of it. The broader fintech pattern here is that AI spending has become so large it is now a macroeconomic variable, not just a technology budget line. Gave calculates that AI-related capital expenditure accounted for more than 75% of the increase in U.S. GDP growth in recent periods. That means any meaningful CapEx correction does not stay in the technology sector. It transmits directly into GDP, into credit conditions, and into the funding environment that every fintech and BaaS platform depends on. Compounding this is a structural feature of AI compute that did not exist in prior technology overbuilds. AI infrastructure depreciates on a 2 to 4 year cycle at approximately 2/3 of original build cost. There is no resting period optionality, no ability to slow depreciation and wait for demand to catch up. The clock runs regardless. Financial institutions that built AI business cases on 2024 compute cost assumptions are operating with a broken model. Which brings us directly to Micron Technology's June 2026 earnings and what they confirm about where those cost assumptions need to go. Memory supply shortages will persist through 2028. Micron has already executed 16 strategic customer agreements covering more than 20% of its volume under take-or-pay structures, a subscription model transformation of what was previously a commodity semiconductor cycle. The direct implication for banking technology programs is a 30 to 50% upward revision of AI infrastructure cost assumptions versus 2025 benchmarks. Not a marginal adjustment, a structural repricing. Looking at the regulatory landscape, this supply constraint arrives at precisely the moment when compliance obligations are intensifying. The OCC's third-party risk management guidance and the Federal Reserve's model risk management framework together require that institutions deploying frontier AI models in OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google collectively hold an estimated 95% of enterprise banking AI workload must now produce third-party AI model risk assessments, equivalent to existing model risk management standards. That adds $500,000 to $2 million in annual compliance overhead for institutions with material AI vendor dependencies. The U.S. government's recent intervention limiting distribution of GPT-5.6 to a vetted partner cohort signals that formal AI model approval frameworks could arrive within 24 to 36 months. Now set the AI CapEx story alongside what Lance Roberts has characterized on Thoughtful Money as an equity market sitting 83% above its long-term trend line. That is an historically unprecedented deviation. Returning to trend would not look like a garden variety correction. Roberts argues a genuine structural bear market would require a 40 to 50% drawdown. At approximately $50 trillion in U.S. market capitalization, that range represents $15 to $25 trillion in wealth destruction. Margin debt across three independent measurement frameworks is at all-time records. The transmission mechanism into fintech is not abstract. Venture funding dries up, BaaS partner bank balance sheets come under pressure, and digital asset platforms face simultaneous credit stress. Building on that equity risk picture, the Federal Reserve has effectively no room to maneuver. The U.S. fiscal deficit is running at 7% of GDP during an economic expansion. Gave describes this combination as unprecedented in peacetime. The Fed has missed its 2% inflation target for 64 consecutive months. Institutional commentary reviewed for this brief noted the CME FedWatch tool showed a 70% probability of a September rate hike, with a unanimous FOMC vote signaling sustained directional commitment. This extends the duration risk horizon for bank asset liability management desks by a minimum of 12 to 18 months. And the FDIC reported $517 billion in unrealized securities losses across insured U.S. institutions as of Q4 2023. Sustained high rates prevent recovery of those positions. On private credit, Danielle DiMartino Booth has identified it as the primary systemic stress vector in this cycle. Default rates in leveraged loan markets reached 3.8% in Q1 2025, up from 1.2% in 2022. Payment in kind loans, where borrowers service interest with additional debt rather than cash, represented approximately 15 to 20% of new private credit issuance in the second half of 2024. That is not a stable structure. The most consequential underpriced risk in all of this may be one that has almost no coverage in domestic fintech circles: Japanese capital repatriation. Japan holds approximately $3.5 trillion in foreign assets, accumulated over decades of domestic yield suppression. Japanese short rates are now moving toward 1%. Domestic inflation is running at 3.5%, and the yield curve has steepened to approximately 300 basis points between one-year and 30-year Japanese government bonds. The political economy of domestic reindustrialization is creating institutional pressure to bring that capital home. Gave points to Korea's late 2025 capital repatriation incentive as the established template. Capital gains exemptions for investors selling foreign assets and reinvesting domestically demonstrably drove domestic equity outperformance. Japan's government pension investment fund has the capacity to trigger cascading repatriation, as smaller pension funds mirror its positioning to avoid career risk. The timing mechanism GAVE identifies is the November 2026 U.S. midterm election. A Republican House loss would reduce the political cost to Japan of acting. The question of who absorbs $500 billion to $1 trillion in potential forced treasury selling has no comfortable institutional answer. GAVE recommends out-of-the-money yen call options as an anomalously cheap hedge, a dual-purpose instrument covering both the repatriation scenario and an AI capex correction scenario in which dollar weakness would accompany aggressive Fed rate cuts. On the opportunity side, Stripe Sessions 2026 laid out an architectural sequence that has direct implications for payment economics: code generation, then infrastructure operation, then product deployment, then transaction settlement. Stripe described new business creation on its platform as parabolic, driven by AI-native solopreneur enterprises. More importantly, token demand no longer scales only with the number of users. It scales with the number of recurring automated processes. Payment transaction volumes could scale 10 to 50 times versus human-initiated baselines without any new user acquisition. At that scale, FedNow's 4.5 cents per transaction becomes structurally compelling. Card interchange at 2 to 3% becomes economically prohibitive for machine-to-machine settlements. Financial institutions that establish API partnerships with Stripe, Shopify, and vertical SaaS operators in the next 12 to 18 months are positioned to capture the deposit, lending, and treasury management relationships of the AI-native business creation wave. Institutions that delay face the same disintermediation dynamic they experienced with Chime: 21 million accounts, more than $200 billion in annual transaction volume, and Revolut's 40 million global users, but at structurally higher velocity. FinTech thesis update for June 29, 2026. Three things changed in the industry outlook today. First, the AI infrastructure cost floor rose. Micron's take-or-pay agreements confirm that compute cost assumptions built before 2026 are structurally invalid. Every bank technology program with AI dependencies needs a re-underwrite. Second, the equity risk environment crossed a threshold where the feedback loop into fintech funding is no longer theoretical. 83% above trend, margin debt at records, and a Fed with no easing capacity is not a backdrop that supports growth stage capital raises at 2021 multiples. Third, the Japanese repatriation scenario acquired a clearer timeline and a cleaner hedging instrument. Institutions with significant treasury exposure should be modeling this scenario now, not after a GPIF announcement. The convergence of AI CapEx math, memory supply constraints, equity market fragility, and an underpriced foreign capital repatriation risk defines the operating environment for the next 12 months. The institutions that move on infrastructure partnerships, compliance architecture, and balance sheet hedges in this window will be positioned to acquire, not be acquired, when the stress cycle arrives. Watching the rails. Until tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.